Islam in daily life.
Islam in Daily Life is prepared by Dr. Sayyid Al-Nabi. In the first three verses of the second surah, Alif Lam Mim, the Holy Quran gives us the definition of a good Muslim. It says, Alif Lam Mim, this is the book. In it is guidance, sure, without doubt, to those who fear God, who believe in the unseen, are steadfast in prayer, and spend out of what we have provided for them. It will be seen that spending one's wealth in the way of Allah is mentioned just after the duty of keeping up prayers, while fasting is not at all mentioned in these lines. This means that the Holy Quran gives more importance to charity than it gives to fasting. Even prayer and fasting become useless if a Muslim does not spend his wealth in the service of Allah. Thus the Holy Quran clearly says, so woe to the worshippers who are neglectful of their prayers, those who want but to be seen of men but refuse to supply even neighborly needs. This shows that without a real desire to help other men, even prayer and fasting are useless in Islam. In the Holy Quran, many words have been used for charity, for example, infaq, spending wealth, ihsan, doing good to others, zakat, growing or making oneself clean, and sadaqah, from sidq or truthfulness. Thus, anything which makes mankind better, which improves the economic, educational, and cultural conditions of the people, in fact, anything from which man benefits, can be called charity. So there are many different forms of charity. In some traditions of the Holy Prophet, it is said that it is also charity if you remove something from the way which causes hurt or injury, and so is a good word. One's taking food to keep one's body fit, providing one's wife and children with necessaries of life, and one's doing good to animals are all acts of charity. But charity in the proper sense is that act which we do to benefit people other than ourselves, or our wives and children. If one's own eating or giving of food to one's wife and children has been called acts of charity, it is because a man's first duty is to himself and to his family. But when he has done his duty to himself and his family, it is not good sitting idle or going on spending more and more on oneself or on the comforts of one's family. Then comes the duty to one's community, to mankind in general, regardless of faith, and even to animals. This is real charity. But charity should aim at pleasing Allah by doing good to others. If through charity one expects praise or honor or fame, one's charity pleases Allah the least. Again, if you do some good to a man and then go on telling him about it so that he feels a sense of loneliness, this is not charity. The Holy Quran says, those who spend their substance in the cause of Allah and follow not their gifts with reminders of their generosity or with injury, for them the reward is with their Lord. An act of charity should not be accompanied with an idea of injuring the feeling of another person benefiting from the charity. Kind words and the covering of faults are better than charity followed by injury. And again we have this Quranic verse, O you who believe, cancel not your charity by reminders of your charity or by injury. Only good things and well-earned wealth should be given in charity, as the Quran says, O you who believe, give of the good things which you have honorably earned, and of the fruits of the earth which we have produced for you, and do not even aim at getting anything which is bad. This means that money earned in black marketing, gambling, or by raising prices unjustly, and in any other unlawful way, should not be spent in charity. If it is so spent, it will bring no reward and will not be charity in the eyes of Allah. There are many forms of charity in Islam. The most important of them is zakat. The Prophet described zakat as money taken from the rich and returned to the poor. Zakat is a great pillar of Islam. Its aim is to distribute the wealth produced by the community in such a manner that no one is left poor. The power of a community depends upon a just distribution of its wealth. If some people grow very rich and most people remain poor, the community becomes weak and falls an easy prey to enemies. Money is like blood in a man's body. If blood does not reach all the parts of the body, and some parts take up so much of it that other parts receive too little, then the body becomes sick. Therefore, to prevent too much money going into the hands of the rich, Islam has ordered the rich people to pay zakat. It is so important in Islam that Abu Bakr fought a war with those who said that they would offer prayers but not give zakat. In the Quran, the two orders, to keep up prayers and pay zakat, often go together. Thus, in a surah of Quran, it is said, and establish regular prayer and give regular charity. In the 9th chapter, verse 18, again it is said, the mosque of God shall be visited and maintained by such as believe in God and the last day, establishing regular prayers and practicing their regular charity, and fear none at all except God. Zakat was nothing new. The Quran says that the earlier prophets also took zakat from their followers, but Islam made zakat not only obligatory, but also made it a state institution. Money to be collected and distributed not by the people themselves as they liked, but by government authority. It is also detailed with rules and regulations as to how much zakat should be paid by different members of the community. Thus the system was completed and perfected by Islam. The establishment of the institution of zakat clearly indicates Islam's commitment to improving man's everyday life on this earth.
Islam in daily life.